Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and this is our national conference call on Monday evenings. I hope you invited a lot of people to be on tonight with you. We've had several people chiming in, and we appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. And as I've stated in the past, if you have any background noise or anything and you want to hit star 6 and mute yourself out, if you have something you want to bring back on, you can just hit star 6 and you can come back on at any time. But that helps to take care of any background noise. We appreciate each one being conscious of everybody else. But we have had a very busy week, and I hope everybody is all up to date on daylight saving time. As this weekend, I know a lot of people was late for one thing or another. I heard different people in different places talking about people were late for this and that. But I hope everybody's got it all ironed out by now on Monday, and I hope we will be able to go forward. I told George just a while ago that we would catch back up about October, so don't worry about it. I appreciate everybody being on the call this evening, and I hope that we are joined in a little while by one of our doctor friends that is using Amazing Grape in his practice. And we have several doctors that have signed up with us, and several of them are using the product in their practices. And we talk about a lot of the benefits of Amazing Grape and what it does for people. I've had several people to talk to me about it this past week. I've been traveling and talking to a lot of people and sharing with a lot of them what Amazing Grape is. And I tell everybody, you know, when you think of all the benefits of what the Amazing Grape product does, how that it helps to balance sugar, how it helps with inflammation, how it helps with the joints and with pain and things like that, how it opens the arteries and helps with cholesterol problems, and certainly because of all those things, it helps with triglycerides and with cholesterol, with a number of other issues that the body has, and we're finding that it's a great thing for things like autoimmune diseases such as chronic fatigue syndrome, Crohn's, the different chronic diseases that people run into, usually most of them are related to an autoimmune disease or the body kind of attacking its own immune system. And since there's so many good nutrients in the muscadine grape and, of course, in our product, the people look at it almost like, as well, is it a cure-all? And I tell people, no, it's not a cure-all, but it does address more different kinds of problems and everything than any one product I've ever worked with. And I've worked with a number of products. At one time, I worked with a company for many years that had upwards of 300 to 400 different products. They had herbs for just about everything you could think of. And certainly we believe in herbs, and we believe in all the different herbs that God has provided for us out here, and certainly in the way that herbs work with the body. People will tell me that they are using some fish oil with their product or products. And I tell people that, you know, that's great, but I would prefer, as my doctor friends have told me, that they look at and consider phytonutrients or plant-based nutrition. Because if you take plant-based nutrition, such as a number of different herbs, the herbs draw up the particles of the nutrients in such tiny particle size that they are able to go directly into the cell and feed the cell and cause the cell to help work with the body and to work with all of the body functions and everything. Now, if you go and get vitamins and minerals, for instance, at the health food store, then we found that they're ground up into fine particles, but they're not small enough, not microscopic enough to go into the cells and actually feed the cells. So that process, or the process that God has made in the plants, in the herbs, the phytonutrients, is called ionic. Those particle sizes are already ionized. They're already small enough to go directly into the cell and feed the cell. The body doesn't have to break them down, get them into small enough portions. We hear people talk about obesity, and we hear them talking about portion sizes. Well, I guess that's a good way to describe the difference in phytonutrients or herbal nutrients and nutrients that might be synthetic or produced in a laboratory and things like that, because we want to cut down our portion size so that we don't get obese. The same way it is with your nutrients. You want them in small enough particle size so they'll go directly into the cell and begin to feed the body. Well, I've talked to Rice Smart lately about diabetes, but tonight I want to talk a little bit about the thing that actually I think makes a huge difference in that, and that is the metabolism. Whenever that the body metabolizes the food, that makes a huge difference in what amount or what quantities of amount of sugar is left over in the blood. And I was very interested in, and I'm going to try to reproduce part of that for everybody, is the glycemic index in a book that I have recently got called The Glucose Revolution by Jenny Brand Miller, Thomas Wooliver, Stephen Caliguri, and Kay Foster Powell. These are nutritionist diet people. They're also MDs, and they work a great deal with diabetes. And they have projected and put forth that there's a lot of foods that people eat, and they think that they're high in sugar, so they wouldn't be good for them. And there's foods that they eat that have low sugar content, and they say, oh, well, that would be good for me because it's not so sweet. Well, after that they have worked on it very hard, they busted a lot of the myths of it, and they've told us in the book, and there's another pharmacist that's wrote a book about it, that that's not really the case, that sugar is not what causes diabetes. What causes diabetes is that the body does not produce enough insulin. And we, from an herbal standpoint, we believe that's because it's not getting enough nutrition from an herbal or from a cellular standpoint. And when it doesn't produce enough, then there is larger quantities of blood of sugar or glucose left over in the blood. But in this study, they found out that there were some foods that seemed to be very sugary or very sweet, and yet your body metabolized those foods much quicker. And so it left so much less sugar in the blood. There were some foods that didn't look like they had a lot of sugar in them, but your body takes a lot longer time to metabolize them or break them down. And so that's what I want to touch on tonight and really work on for a little bit is metabolism. Metabolism is the processes that the body goes through when you eat something of breaking it down using enzymes, and also turning parts of the nutrients and the things in the food into gases that can also work with the other parts of the body's nutrition program to break the food down and digest it and to distribute it where it needs to go throughout the body. Now, one very interesting thing that I'm finding out from this research is that sometimes there's things in the body that is in your food, and there's things that the body is trying to metabolize that the body recognizes as poisons. And there's some things that they recognize as good for you. And they're trying to push out or fight against those poisons. And guess what? All of the preservatives, all of the bad stuff in American diets, in the Western diet, and prescription drugs, and a lot of these things come up as poisons. And the body is trying to fight against those poisons, and it sends a mixed signal to the cells themselves. It sends a mixed signal to the whole body, and this causes a great deal of problems for the body. Now, I have a book here, a new book that I've got. It's been out for some time, but it's called Ultra Metabolism by Dr. Mark Hyman, who is an MD. And this doctor says that he has been studying this stuff, and it is cutting edge. It is really great information for the people. But he said he is angry with the medical community. He's angry with the medical profession, the government, and the food industry because they have ignored this information either on purpose or through negligence. He knows that this stuff is here, the information is here, that would help people to not only metabolize their food easier and better, but it would also make a huge difference in people's weight and the epidemic of obesity that is in America today. If they just understood more about the metabolizing of their food and the breakdown of how it breaks down. Now, I urge every one of you to try to get a copy of The Glucose Revolution, or and that one is a hardcover, and I've also seen it in a paperback. And it has a lot of this information in it. It also has the glycemic index in it. And then the book that I really was excited about is called Diabetes Without Drugs, and it is written by a pharmacist, and her name is Susie Cohen. That's C-O-H-E-N, Susie, S-U-Z-Y, Cohen. And she has made a tremendous study and lists in her book, because she's a pharmacist, she lists in her book a number of prescription drugs that causes diabetes. And so when you read Dr. Hyman's take on it, and when you look at the metabolic process, you find that a whole lot of the preservatives in foods and a whole lot of the prescription drugs are actually causing this problem. And they're causing it because the body recognizes them as a poison, because we know that all drugs are poison. Some of them more than others, and some of them you can take just a little bit of them and poison your system, and some of them you can take a whole lot and it takes a while for it to build up in your system and poison you. Years ago, in going and visiting a lot of people in the hospitals and nursing homes, quite often I went to visit somebody who the prescription drugs had built up in their system until it had poisoned their body, and if they didn't get it rectified or didn't get something other in there to counteract it, they would die. And actually, some of them did die, and I've buried several people with that situation, because the buildup of prescription drugs in the body is a very harmful thing to the body. It also affects the metabolism of every food. Another thing that we don't... I'm sorry, we got a little background noise there. If whoever's got that background noise, if you would hit star six, please, it'll help. Whenever that you think about metabolizing your food, it always helps to think about eating as much raw food as you can, because you're going to get more enzymes. The body needs these enzymes to do that, and also the body needs a variety of, or as many of, the amino acids as the body can get. I tell the little story. It's a funny little story to me, but some people might not be as amused with it. But I tell people that when I was in the lower grades of school, we'd have health class, and nobody wanted to pay attention in health class. It was about the most boring thing, and I tell people that the boys were throwing spit wads or looking out the window or pulling somebody's hair or doing something other. And my mom and dad, I come from the old school, and they told us to listen to the teacher. So I thought the best thing for me to do is listen to the teacher, because I didn't want to get punished when I got home. And so I listened closely, and the teacher, going over the things with good health and everything in a health class, talked a lot about metabolizing your food and using the amino acids, getting a variety of foods so that you would get all the amino acids, and so your body would be able to use them to help it and with the nutrients and with everything else, the whole process that would keep you healthy and keep you fit and keep you from getting obese. And I listened to that, and yet it seems like that nobody has promoted that or talked so much about that. It's all about fast food. It's all about convenience, and it's all about drugs for the problems. After you get a problem, then we try to treat the symptoms and try to get rid of the problem. Well, I want to get rid of the problem in the first place. I don't want to wait until you're out of shape or obese or diabetic or these problems and everything. I want to try to encourage people to think about the upfront thing of trying to prevent bad health. In fact, I have a friend of mine who is been overseas, right smart in the service, and he says over in China and Japan that they fire their doctor when they get sick because the doctors over there work more on prevention, and so you know, you want your doctor to take good care of you and keep you from getting sick. Over here in America with a Western diet, we wait till somebody gets a problem or gets sick or gets really in bad shape, and then we try our best to react to it and try to fix it. And sometimes it's really hard to fix a problem after it's really got bad for us. So I want to give you all a little something to think about from Dr. Hyman's book. And he says the epidemic of what they call metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes. And, of course, he discusses in it the amount of sugar that's left over in the blood and what the problems that it's causing. And he says that this excess sugar in there makes it a lot harder to lose weight, and it's also been associated with every major disease related to aging, including cancer, dementia, heart disease, and, of course, diabetes. Those elevated levels can cause cholesterol problems, and they can also have high triglycerides. They can cause obesity, abnormal blood clotting, inflammation, which goes along with all your chronic diseases. It can cause some heart disease and build up in the artery walls, which can cause a stroke or all kind of vascular disease. So he's serious that we look at all this and understand more about how the body metabolizes food. And so he gives us a little self-assessment test that you can think a little bit about. And he says just score yourself 1 point for every yes that you have in these little things. I'm going to read over them because I think it's very interesting. You don't have to mark down or make a big thing out of it, but you may want to get a copy of his book. One thing he asked, first of all, is do you have a large waist? And I have a doctor friend who has worked with me. He's done about 40 years of research in diabetes. And he says this is one of the faults of most all physicians in America, is that if you have a large waist, the first thing they think about is that you've not been eating right, you've not been doing the right things, and so they kind of prejudge you. And he said physicians were very judgmental. But that is one thing that is caused by some of these things, but it's not always the case, because we find some people who are very skinny who have diabetes. We have some people who are overweight, of course, that have a problem with it. But in the most cases, this thing goes back and forth both ways. We find people who are average size that are diabetic. And quite often I find that when I talk to them, they're using prescription drugs. One of the things that he says here is, do you crave sweets? Do you crave foods and everything? Well, we in the herbal industry have always known that if you give the body good herbs, give the body good herbal nutrition, all of a sudden the cravings go away because your body is really wanting those phytonutrients. It's wanting those amino acids. It's wanting those proper nutrition so that it can do its job. And if it doesn't get them, then you're going to have cravings. Do you have a history of diabetes, hypoglycemia, or alcoholism? Do you get irritable, anxious, tired, or jittery, develop headaches throughout the day, but feel better after a meal? Do you feel shaky 2 or 3 hours after a meal? Do you eat a low-fat diet but can't seem to lose weight? If you miss a meal, do you feel cramped, weak, or tired? If you eat a carbohydrate breakfast, which would be a muffin, bagel, cereal, pancakes, and things like that, do you feel as though you can't control your eating for the rest of the day? He says, is once you start eating sweets or carbohydrates, do you feel as though you can't stop? This, of course, goes back to the fact that your body is not getting the proper herbal cellular nutrition. If it was getting enough of cellular nutrition, then you wouldn't or you wouldn't crave these things as much. If you eat fish or meat and vegetables, do you feel good but seem to get sleepy or feel drugged after eating a meal full of pasta, bread, potatoes, and dessert? Do you go for the bread basket at the restaurant? Do you get heart palpitations after eating sweets? Do you seem salt sensitive? In other words, do you retain water? Do you get panic attacks? Do you often get impatient or anxious? Are your memory and concentration poor? Does eating make you calm? Do you get tired a few hours after eating? Do you get night sweats? Do you frequently get thirsty? Do you seem to get frequent infections? For example, do you have frequent colds or poorly healing wounds? Are you tired most of the time? Have you been diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, infertility, high blood pressure, heart disease, or adult onset diabetes? Do you have chronic fungal infections, such as dry scaly patches on your skin? Well, if you look at these things, they are some of the symptoms of someone who is not properly metabolizing their food. And all of this goes back to your body not getting the proper nutrition from an herbal or a cellular standpoint. Now, there are books out there about good calories, bad calories. There is, of course, as I said, the glycemic index. And if the people that are listening, and if you will use this as a reference, that's why that we're recording these things and putting them on the website, that you can use these as a reference. You can have people to go back and listen to some of these programs, and they can see that this is not just about Amazing Grape and just about selling a product. Of course, we're in business to sell the product, and we want each one of you to share Amazing Grape with all the people that you can. And, of course, the testimonies are coming in from all over the country with so many good testimonies of what the products is doing for people with not only diabetes, but people with pain, people with joint problems, people with high triglycerides, people with blood problems, cholesterol. There's just so many different things that people are telling about that the product is helping. And that's because it has a lot of nutrition in it. And it is feeding those cells down at the cellular level in a much better way. And it is allowing the body to do a better job of metabolizing food and working on the things that it needs to. Now, our diabetic doctor tells us that it actually mimics insulin. And he's also showed us about 7 or 8 different ways that the Amazing Grape product actually causes the body to reverse the diabetic condition. Well, we know that this is a combination of different things. One is we need to get enzymes into our system, and you do a lot better with that by eating raw fruits and vegetables. If you as much stuff as you can eat in that line of vegetables and fruits and things that are not cooked, the better your digestion and everything is going to be, because your body is going to get more enzymes. Now, you can also go down to your health food store or your drugstore and get a bottle of enzymes. Usually they are papaya enzymes. There's also some digestive enzymes, several other probiotics that can help you to digest your food a lot better. And if you have a problem with digestion, this is always recommended to get you some of those. And especially when you eat a cooked meal, eat you some enzymes, eat you a capsule or two of them, and it will help you to digest that food better and metabolize it better so that it works better for your body. I also recommend that everybody consider very closely this glycemic index and think about not going off the deep end, not just, you know, completely quitting eating this or quit eating that, but think about the foods that actually metabolize faster, and the glycemic index indicates that. anything with a glycemic index of under 55, your body is going to digest it quicker and metabolize it quicker, and that way it leaves less blood glucose in the blood. And those things that have a higher index, from 55 to 75, they're going to take a little longer to metabolize, and so you're going to leave a little tick up in your blood sugar. And the things that are over 75, which the glycemic index is very surprising when you look at it, because a lot of the things that you think would be sweet and wouldn't be good for you, they actually work well with your body, and they metabolize quicker, and so you don't have the leftover blood or glucose in your blood. And so this is always helpful to look at it and work with it. And I recommend to people to just try to eat more of the foods that your body will metabolize and work with faster and better. Try to eat less of the foods that actually doesn't metabolize quick enough and leaves leftover glucose in your blood. All of this, of course, with moderation. I have a friend and a doctor friend in Tennessee, and he always told us that he'd actually got people off of dialysis, but he said that the thing that he always recommends is people eat different things in moderation. Moderation for everything. He said he would rather that diabetic people would actually eat regular sugar instead of those artificial sweeteners, because the artificial sweeteners turn to a poisonous gas, and they really work against your body. The soda companies out there, and I guess you all heard on the news today that the judge actually stopped the order by Mayor Bloomberg in New York, who was trying to limit people from the size of the drinks. The sugary drinks. He didn't want anybody to have over a 16-ounce sugary drink because he said it was really causing a lot of obesity. Well, having a law against it, I don't see how that would really help a lot, because who's going to stop people from getting 3 or 4 16-ounce ones? They're just going to go buy more of those size. So that's not a very good, sensible approach. I think that if he would just try to encourage the people to look at better choices and to take a small step in the right direction rather than try to go overboard, which is what he's doing, and, of course, he's getting a lot of kickback from it. A lot of people not liking somebody to tell them what to do. So what we want to do is encourage each other, encourage people to eat the right thing, to eat in moderation, to limit the amount of diet drinks and diet things, because anything with artificial sweeteners, and this is a stark reality, folks, the companies that are selling you a diet drink, they don't care about your health. They care about selling more product. And if it has diet wrote on it, a lot of Americans are fooled by the idea that they think that if they drink that drink that's a diet drink, that it's going to help them to lose weight, when actually the opposite is true. The diet drink causes your body to go into a fasting type of position because it doesn't think it's going to get any more real sugar. Your body wants real sugar and real carbohydrates. And whenever you put an artificial sweetener in there, which incidentally is a poison, the body thinks that it's not going to get any real sugar again for no telling how long. And so the body actually holds on to the fat cells, actually increases the fat, and causes the body to actually hold on to the fat to use for energy later on, and actually causes the body to get fatter or get larger. This is a fact. They have done a lot of research on it. But the companies that are selling you diet drinks do not care about you getting. They care about you pulling out your pocketbook and paying more for their product and buying more of their product. And this is a psychological thing. People think that if they get something that says diet, well, my goodness, that'd be good for me. Well, it's not good for you. And all of these things in moderation, thinking about using phytonutrients, trying to eat as much raw food as you can, trying to live a healthy lifestyle with exercise, with all of the components of good nutrition and everything, then you can expect to have a better situation with this. If you neglect it, I have read from the Royal Society of Physicians over in England, if you neglect this, then it will cause more problems for you, and you will have more problems with your metabolism and with your diabetes and things like that. But we believe that if, as my doctor friend, he has done a huge amount of research for 40 years or over, and he says that if people will take the good advice, if they will work on it, he says that just about everybody can overcome diabetes with diet and nutrition. He particularly likes the Amazing Grape product, the muscadine product, because of the seed and skin mixed in the product. And he says if people will just continue to take the product, it may take some of them a shorter while and some of them a longer while, but he says it will eventually reverse their diabetic condition. Because he used his own test subjects in a clinical trial that he did himself and used a lot of patients that he had been seeing, and they were serious type 2 diabetic patients. And he said that in 80% of the people, he reversed the diabetic condition for them in 12 weeks using the muscadine, a great product. And so we do realize that this is a good product for people, but we need to think about metabolism and, you know, the amount of blood sugar or amount of glucose that's left over in the blood, or the thing that we measure as blood sugar, and understand, reduce that blood sugar problem and to help balance your blood sugar and make you live a lot healthier. We want you to be able to share that with everybody. I've had a very exciting week this past week visiting out in the Midwest, and I have a lot of things I'd like to share with you all about that. But I felt like tonight we really needed to work on this metabolism thing, and we'll have a lot more exciting things, hopefully, and we'll have some more doctors on here to share some information with you about those things. See that our time has come and gone, and actually a little bit over, but I do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and if you're new and you have just got on the call, you were invited by somebody else, I urge you to get back to them so that you can get more information if you need to, ask questions, and go ahead and sign up with us and help share the good news about Amazing Grape. So I thank each one of you for being on the call tonight, and until next week, I'll bid you all a good night.